two-thirds supermajority. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall, along with Chuck Muth on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
At our 3:30, as we take a look at the traffic cams right now, we're getting some heavy volumes there on the 515 westbound at Charleston as you head into the Spaghetti Bowl. 515 eastbound at Las Vegas Boulevard as well. A couple of areas where you're getting some slow flows on the Beltway, 215 west at Green Valley, eastbound 215 at Valley Verde. Also, you'll tap the brakes there, US 95 northbound at Smoke Ranch. Those lane restrictions continue on the 215 north at Tropicana, as does the bridge work on the northern beltway, the 215. That is both directions between Casablanca and Sky Point.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley.
It is looking less and less likely that the NHL restart is going to be in Las Vegas as coronavirus numbers continue to go up in the state of Nevada. It is being reported that the NHL is now shifting its focus to selecting two Canadian hub cities for when the NHL does go through its restart. For quite some time, it looked like Toronto was going to be hosting the Eastern Conference teams, and Las Vegas would host the Western Conference teams. Toronto will probably still stay as one of the hub cities, but now it seems that Edmonton is the leader in the clubhouse for that other hub city spot.
This Sports Flash driven by Jeep brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Hey, save that bee. We need him.
Did you know pollinators are more than just honeybees? Did you know 1 in 3 bites of food is made possible by pollinators? That's why Prairie View A&M Cooperative Extension is planting for pollinators this summer. Design your own pollinator garden. Take photos and share. Visit agnearme.com. That's agnearme.com to download our pollinator garden guide today. Let's get planting.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And MLS number 3030.
Uh-oh. Embarrassed about your ugly fungal-infected feet? You bet you are. And you have been buying those rotten antifungal products. See, nothing happens. They just sit there and don't work.
Of course they don't. But a new breakthrough discovery is now being marketed as Bye-Bye Fungus. And it is the answer to your problems. Bye-Bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by dermatologists to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye-Bye Fungus is budget-friendly, painless, has no hideous side effects, and it's as easy to apply as nail polish. But above all else, it's effective. So effective, it's patented. Call 1-800-258-3635 and ask us for Bye-Bye Fungus. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say, Bye-Bye Fungus, hello sandals.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are 5 recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And don't forget this hour brought to you by our friends at PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, treating your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. This is great stuff. Call Summer. She's waiting for your call right now. In fact, she's sitting by the phone right now. I know that. Call 702-546-8767. Make your chronic pain go away, okay? Call 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767. PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America. Chuck Muth joining us. You mentioned the possibility of a constitutional amendment to eliminate the two-thirds majority needed to raise taxes. And I guess my question is, for a lot of people that don't follow state government a lot or the legislature, what does that entail? How long a process is that? Is that something that gets voted just in one legislative session or what?
Well, normally the way the Gibbons Tax Restraint Initiative happened in the first place was that then Congressman Gibbons had to go out and collect tens of thousands of signatures from Nevada voters to put it on the ballot. And then once it did get on the ballot, it had to be approved not once but twice in two successive elections in order to be able to be put into the state constitution. Now, to remove it, what they can do is what they are saying they can do is they can go to the special session and have the legislature pass a repeal, and then they can wait until, because it has to pass twice, then it goes to the regular session next February, where the legislature arguably would then pass the repeal bill a second time, at which point it would then go on the ballot for voters to decide. So the voters are ultimately going to have the final say on this one way or the other, but they can short-circuit the process by using the special session as one of the sessions, one of the two sessions that are required before the legislature can put it on the ballot.
What is your sense, voters across this state? I can't imagine you would give these people this runaway freight train approach and allow them to raise taxes just willy-nilly just because they want to.
Yeah, I mean, who are you going to raise taxes on? The gaming industry is on its knees right now. Tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of Nevadans are still out of work, don't have jobs, and as long as the Sisolak shutdown continues, many of them aren't going to be able to go back to work. Many businesses are going to go out of business, and so all those employees are going to lose their jobs. So who are you going to tax? In the first place, I know they keep thinking that it's going to be mining or, you know, raise the tax cap on property. But I doubt very seriously, Kevin, that there is an appetite among the Nevadans who are hurting very badly right now that they're going to approve of taxing even someone else, let alone taxing themselves.
Let's talk a little bit about something that comes up in the conversation for me about five times a day, and that is, when are our schools opening? Do we have any feel right now for when the schools are going to be opening, and are we talking about sooner? Are we talking about later? Are we talking about August? Are we talking about September?
Well, no one seems to know. I read a news report this morning that the Clark County superintendent, Superintendent Jara, is very frustrated with the governor and the executive administration because they're not giving anybody any clear guidance or any idea of whether they're going to be reopened, under what conditions, and when. The latest plan that was floated out there to the Clark County School Board was that kids were going to go to school in person 2 days a week and continue to be virtually, actually homeschooled the other 3 days. You go into school 2 days and you're going to be home 3 days. Well, how in the heck is that going to work? There are parents already in trouble where both parents have to work just to be able to pay the bills when there's work available. Who's going to watch their children on those 3 days when they're not in school? Again, this is just, we think that it's bad now, and it really, really is, but I think it's still going to get a lot worse before it gets better.
So what is your best guesstimate? Are we going to get this thing opened back up in in early August? Are we going to are we dealing with September? Or is it going to be this jerry-rigged 2 days on, 3 days off kind of thing?
Yeah, I was watching a doctor, I believe on maybe it was Tucker Carlson last night or another news show, who said that the most insane thing right now is closing the schools. That this COVID, whatever its makeup is, isn't attacking kids. I mean, it's got the lowest incidence out there, and therefore there's no reason why children shouldn't be allowed to go back into the classroom. And this goes to another one of the of flip-flops or contradictions of Governor Sisolak's order. Remember, when he closed the schools, Kevin, back in March, he allowed the child care centers to remain open. Now, how does that make any sense? I mean, if there's a danger to children, how is it that it's only a danger to elementary and middle school and high school kids, but not the preschool kids? So if you look at the medical evidence, the risk for COVID among children is as low as you can imagine, and there's no reason for those schools not to reopen 5 days a week with kids in the classroom. Most of the teachers are probably under 40, if not under 50 years of age. They're not in a high-risk category. And for those who are, you're going to have to take additional steps to protect those who are over 60. And maybe they just can't go back into the classroom, and they're going to have to be the ones who are doing the virtual education when it's called for.
Wow. Wow. Chuck, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much, my friend. We'll do it again next week, and you stay safe out there.
You got it. Thank you, Kevin. Take care.
There you go. Chuck Muth. Muth's Truths. That's his publication every week, and sometimes multiple times a week. Really good stuff. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Wednesday. It is Hump Day. My name is Kevin Wall. You're listening to AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. We survived. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24/7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect the past 30 years. But now Governor Sisolak says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. Best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play on one of 15 machines while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So at Ichabod's Lounge, you can still have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Have fun at Ichabod's Lounge.
Hit the open roads ahead with a $17.95 basic oil change from Meineke. Fix now and pay over time with our available financing options. Meineke, doing car care right. Financing offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? I promise never to take more money than you.
Paul Powell. More lawyer.
Some restrictions apply.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, coming up top of the hour, Wiz Rizard from Americans for Prosperity, the community engagement director for that organization, will join us. They are putting their money and their effort where their mouth is when it comes to policing reform in our country. And you know, the great thing is that that's one of those topics that I think most everybody agrees on. Most all of us say we need to do a better job of policing. That doesn't mean defund the police. It means something different. As an example, they're still waiting in St. Louis on word from a circuit attorney, Kim Gardner. Kim Gardner is talking in terms of criminal charges for that couple, the McCluskeys, who defended their home. I've been in that neighborhood, and it is a gated community. I mean, a real gated community with security and all that, and iron bars and the whole thing. I mean, it's high-tech stuff. And believe it or not, I've been there, and it's a beautiful neighborhood in what used to be a very run-down part of town. But Kim Gardner, the St. Louis Circuit Attorney, in fact, we're going to go to cut two. I promised I'd let you hear the nuts and bolts of all of this, and we'll let you do this. This is Kim Gardner, the St. Louis Circuit Attorney, going after the homeowners, including Mark McCluskey. This is cut number two. Go right ahead.
I am disturbed by the events that occurred over this weekend where there were peaceful protesters who were met with guns and a violent assault. We must protect the rights to peacefully protest, and any attempts to chill it through intimidation or use of force will not be tolerated. Since learning of these events over this weekend, I've worked with the public and the police to investigate these tragic events. I will use every extent of Missouri law to hold individuals accountable.
Okay, let's go to cut three. I promised I'd let you hear in his own words. He was on last night with Tucker Carlson, and I want you to hear Mark McCluskey and his explanation with Tucker Carlson. Why did he defend his home from the Black Lives Matter group, the mob, if you will? Why did he defend his home with a semi-automatic weapon? This is cut three. This is Mark McCluskey.
Describe for us, if you would, why you believed you and your wife were threatened by these 300 people in your yard.
Well, Tucker, you've got to understand, my house sits right on the edge of a road called King's Highway, and our private place is Portland Place, where my wife and I were preparing to have dinner, maybe 70 feet from the gate. By the time we looked up, we saw the marchers coming down King's Highway and getting loud. We looked over at the gate, and there's no police there. Our private security wasn't there. Nobody's there. And I look over at my wife, and I see all these people outside the gate, and then the gate bursts open. People start coming in, and then a flood of people start coming in. They're angry. They're screaming. They've got spittle coming out of their mouth. They're coming towards the house. And, you know, on June the 2nd of this year, the protests in downtown St. Louis went violent instantly. People, the looting and violence and rioting. I watched on live TV the 7-Eleven in downtown St. Louis. From the moment the first window was broken, throughout the looting process, till the fire was started, and then till the fire fully engaged the building, and nobody came that entire time. I looked over at my wife and I said, "Oh my God, we're absolutely alone. There's nobody here to protect us but us." That was the same night retired police captain David Dorn was murdered. When I saw that mob come through the gate with their rage and their anger, I thought that we would be overrun in a second. By the time I was out there with my rifle, the people were 20 or 30 feet from my front wall. I've got a low wall that separates the house from my front yard. And so I was literally afraid that within seconds they would surmount the wall, come into the house, kill us, burn the house down, and everything that I'd worked for and struggled for the last 32 years. Tucker, I lived out in West St. Louis County in a nice, secure neighborhood. 32 years ago, we moved into the city and took on a project to restore a house that nobody else wanted. And, you know, we were urban pioneers in those days, and we've been there ever since, working to build and maintain St. Louis in this very historic neighborhood. And I saw it all going up in flames and my life destroyed in an instant. And I did what I thought I had to do to protect my hearth, my home, and my family.
Now, should he be charged with anything? And by the way, what about the people that busted down the gate that were trespassing? Doesn't Mark McCluskey and his wife have a right to protect their property? I'm going to open up our phone lines, and I want to find out from you. We'll get your calls after the break. But I want to find out from you if you think Mark McCluskey and his wife, I believe it's Patty, have a right to defend their property. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out if you think they have the right to protect their property from an angry mob. And they don't know if these people are peaceful protesters or the same people that burned down a Wendy's. They don't know if these are people that tried to burn down St. Louis a year or so ago. We'll talk about that with you. Again, 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. This is the program where your opinion matters. It matters every bit as much as my opinion. And that's why we want to take some phone calls. We'll do that coming up in just a couple of minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You gotta listen to talk radio, and you've gotta rise up.
Can we just talk?
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Yo, it's Mike P. And the next time you're in your car and the police hit you with this... There is no need to fear. Tickets Be Gone is here. Call them right now at 702-703-3300. Traffic tickets, warrants, DUI, criminal cases, all starting at $25. When the police hit you with the... There's no need to fear. Tickets Be Gone LV is here. Call them at 702-703-3300 and make sure you tell them Mike P. sent you.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Want to get back to Mark McCluskey. He is the guy that had the rifle standing out in front of his house in St. Louis. And he was on with Tucker Carlson last night, and I wanted to get this in before the top of the hour. Why is he being painted by the media and by Black Lives Matter and folks like that? Why is he being painted as a racist? He is being confronted by an angry mob that busted down the gate. 300 people pouring into his neighborhood, his gated community. And why is he being painted as a racist? This is cut number one. And this was from Fox last night.
I don't understand. And, you know, here's the interesting thing. I've spent my career defending people that are defenseless, for people that are having a hard time making their miracle happen, for people that don't have a voice. My black clients love us. The night that this happened, I had some of our black clients calling us up till 2:30 in the morning, telling us how wrong it was the way the press was writing us up, telling how wrong it was that we should be portrayed as racist. This is what I do for a living. I help people that are down and that need a hand and the people that need a voice. To call us racist is ridiculous, and it had nothing to do with race. I wasn't worried what the race was the mob that came through my gate. I was worried that I was going to be killed. I didn't care what race they were.
The man makes a lot of sense. But yet Kim Gardner says she's looking at gun charges being leveled against Mark McCloskey and his wife Patty. And all he's trying to do is simply defend his property. Now, I suspect, and his attorney, Mark McCloskey's attorney, suspect that if you look at Missouri law, clearly Mark McCloskey is in the right. There's nothing nefarious here. There's no civil rights violation. These people aren't necessarily they're not necessarily protesters. Even though you can declare any group of 300 angry people as protesters, but that doesn't make them protesters, peaceful protesters. If they busted through a gate, then you got to say, well, then, especially when it's a gated community like that, then it becomes assault on a neighborhood. That's what we're talking about here. And that's what's going to be interesting. That's what's going to be interesting. This hour, brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, the electric bikes. Check them out right now at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Wiz Rizard will join us, Community Engagement Director for Americans for Prosperity. We'll talk about policing reform and what can we do to make our policing better. Not necessarily defund the police, but what can we do to actually make policing better, more efficient, safer? By the way, safer for the folks that wear blue and the folks that wear black. Antifa. We'll talk about that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It's Wednesday on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers, name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters.